The number of city workers paid more than $100,000 annually jumped by 83 individuals last year. That's an increase of more than 17% compared to 2023 and nearly 33% more than seen in 2021. As explained in a report released by city officials on Friday, there were 569 city workers, excluding police, who exceeded the public sector salary disclosure threshold, also known as the Sunshine List. The top-paid city employees last year were Deputy CAOs Trevor Lee, $254,011 and $7,896 in taxable benefits, Colleen Clack Bush, $253,070 and $7,896, and Jane Holmes, $247,561 and $7,858. Sautera Baker, who started in that role in mid-September but was city treasurer prior to that, was paid $218,569 with another $6,157 in taxable benefits. The previous Sow, Scott Stewart, who retired during the summer, didn't make the list. In 2023, he was paid $277,079 in wages and received $11,628 in taxable benefits. The only other city worker to surpass $200,000 was Stephen Dewar, chief of Guelph Wellington Paramedic Services, $201,988 and $8,677. Mayor Cam Guthrie was paid $160,138, along with $6,282 in taxable benefits, for his city-related efforts. Much of the 2024 increase in individuals who made the list is attributable to non-union workers, 42, followed by EMS, 21, and inside unionized workers, 14. Unionized transit workers is the only category to go down, by 1. The 2024 Municipal Sunshine List can be found here. Guelph Police typically presents its list to the Guelph Police Service Board during its March meeting, set for March 27. There were 211 people under the police umbrella who were paid in excess of $100,000 in 2023. As of the end of last year, the city of Guelph employed 2,608 full-time and part-time employees. Other public sector salary recipients throughout Ontario who exceed $100,000 in wages must be publicly reported by March 31. There were 486 people on the 2023 Sunshine List for the City of Guelph, up from 437 in 2022 and 408 in 2021.